This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to another great day of Piercing Darkness radio broadcast hosted by the man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, who will be coming live shortly in the Ministry of Power Evangelism Ministries. Today is July the 7th, and we are 34 days away from the Two Nights of Miracle Crusade at the Kravis Center with Apostle Solly. It's going to be August 10th and August 11th at 7 p.m. Only 34 days and 5 hours away. We're super excited about this event, and the coolest thing about it is free admission and free parking. So wherever you are, you can come. It's going to be awesome. Doors open at 6 p.m. So wherever you are in the Treasure Coast, Palm Beach, or wherever you hear this online in the radio around the world, or maybe you're driving in your car right now, you are invited. So I want to encourage you, put a reminder on your iPhone or your Android phone or wherever you have, put on your calendar at home that the man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly, will be having two nights of miracle crusade at the Kravis Center. That's in West Palm Beach. The address is 701 Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. And the parking is free, too, right there by City Place. There's a big parking ramp there at the Kravis Center, and the doors open at 6. So if you have somebody sick in their body that need prayer, bring them. If you have somebody who want to experience worship, bring them. We have a special guest psalmist joining Apostle Solly and the Oasis Power Fellowship Choir and the Ensemble team as well. And also we're going to have wonderful, the Word of God preached. He's going to pray for everyone that has a need. And this is going to be a great time in a great atmosphere with the presence of God. And it's going to be awesome and exciting, and your life will never be the same. So I want to encourage you, if you want more information about this event, we have a special website that is created just for this event that will really bless your heart. It is called TwoNightsOfMiracles.com. So that's two, the word two, nights with an S, miracles with an S, .com. And you just go to that website. It has all the information there. You can even, if you're coming from out of town, or maybe you have family or friends out of town, or maybe you live in Port St. Lucie, Stuart, or you live, you know, Palm Bay, or farther than that, and you say, well, you know what, I want to come stay in a hotel. We have hotels on the website that are a discount rate as well. They're part of the event. You can just go there, register, and you can get a discount on a hotel that's right near the event because it's part of that, and you'll get a Power Evangelism rate for that. So go to the website, just read about it, and you can register for the event. If you do register, we have a welcome package for you, or you can just come. It is free. They'll have tickets there at the box office the day of the event, or you can call our ministry line and get more information, 561-337-9018. Again, don't miss this awesome event. We're excited what God is doing. And also, we do have a special service every Sunday night in Delray Beach. If you're in the area, you can come join us for worship. And we have a revival service every Sunday evening in Delray Beach. Our main website is powerevangelism.net. That we have testimonies on there. You can submit your prayer request on that website. Also, you can order Apostle Solly's books, his products, and teachings. They're available for a love donation or a ministry. And also, if you want to support the ministry, be a partner, a prayer partner, or you want to be a financial partner, and you want to donate to the ministry of this radio broadcast, the ministry impacting your life, and you want to support us to reach more souls for Jesus, we'd love to have your support, because we do all of our events are free. We reach people from Jesus around the world in missions, crusades, revivals, church planting, and much more. So go read about the ministry on the website, and we'd love to have you there. Apostle Solly is going to come share the Word of God with you. This will be an awesome Word, and some worship, and some testimonies, and encourage you in your faith today. And thank you again for being a friend, a partner, and a listener of this broadcast, Piercing Darkness, with the light of Jesus Christ, every single Saturday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 89.9 FM. We're going to take a short break right here. We're going to go to the man of God in the studio, Apostle Ronald Solly. Again, one more time before we take a break, that event is going to be August the 10th, Friday, and August 11th, Saturday at 7 p.m. The doors open at 6 p.m. It's free admission and free parking, two nights of miracles. The Kravis Center, and you're welcome to come. And the website is twonightsofmiracles.com. and you get all the information. It is free to attend, and the parking is free. Bring your friends, bring your family, come and enjoy an awesome Christian Holy Ghost event that will really change and impact your life for many, many years to come. God bless you all. Thanks for your prayer support of this ministry and the radio broadcast, Piercing Darkness, brought to you by Apostle Solly and his ministry, Power Evangelism. You can go to the main page, powerevangelism.net, or the special website we have for the special event, twonightsofmiracles.com. And if you need prayer, please call us. Our prayer partners are standing by to pray with you and your family. It's 561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord, he loves you, and enjoy this broadcast with the man of God, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless you. Back to the studio with the man of God.
And I'll tell you why. Because they might try to stop it. Because sometimes the enemy will try to do something like that. But there's a people that God is working on. You may be going through a lot of persecution, but God is preparing you for the future. What you're going through now is nothing compared to what God is going to do in the future. And I'm here to tell you, as you continue to remain faithful, you're going to participate in everything that God has planned to do in this region for his glory. Because I have a word for the people that are here. Stand firm, don't quit. Maybe nobody knows you. Maybe you're facing all kind of persecution in your life. Know that the Lord is with you, and he will see you through in the name of Jesus. And I'm so grateful to see Pastor Peggy, because I was there Thursday. We drove and came there Thursday and had a wonderful time. She's so much open to the things of the Spirit. And God, the way he moved in her life to bring that facility to us, I mean, 25 acres, that's a large place. And the atmosphere, when God is moving, he's what? He's moving. God could change your story today. I want to encourage all the pastors, men and women of God that are here, continue to stand, continue to deliver what God has given you. Let no devil intimidate you. You are an overcomer in the mighty name of Jesus. The scripture we're going to read here as I deliver the word from heaven is, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come." It doesn't end there, because what are you going to shine unless you are really in the glory? It says, "Arise, shine, for thy light has come, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." It says in verse 2, "For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising." Wow. The Heavenly Father does not just do things for the sake of doing them. He has a purpose why he does them. Father, I thank you and I bless you in Jesus' name. No believer will represent God unless they're fully submitted to his Spirit. And I'll tell you why. Because unless the Spirit of God reveals to me or to you who God is, we do not know him. Bible says, if we know him, we shall do what? Exploits. Some people try to cast out the devil. The devil laughed at them. This is what the devil said: "Jesus we know." And also they said they know his disciple. Then the question is, these people, who are you? The devil does not play games. Every believer has to submit to the Holy Spirit. It says, "Arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee." It's the glory of the Lord. It's the visible, radiant manifestation of his presence. When we are in the glory, when we're in his presence, submitted to him, we shine the light. When we step out of the realm, we stop shining the light. We shine ourselves. And when people look at us, they don't see Christ. They see us. And when they see us, they don't see hope. They see hopelessness. It's the intention of the enemy to turn every believer into a weak, defeated, double-minded Christian, so he can use all your double-mindedness against you to challenge your confidence. Today, I'm here to tell you that in the name of Jesus, you are stepping out of that double-mindedness, and you're going to have a firm position where you stand in Christ and are not altered or intimidated by anything the enemy does or says. Light shines to shut darkness off. He says there's darkness in the world. Deep darkness shall rise upon people. But he says his glory shall be upon thee. It says in verse 2, for behold, darkness shall cover the earth. God knows that homosexuals are trying to take over America. Give me a break. They want to be your school teachers. They want to be governors, presidents. They want to be everything. And they hate God. One homosexual took the Bible, tore it in pieces. They want to take over everything in America and around the world. That is darkness. Well, don't judge them. No, I'm not judging them. I'm letting you know God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of wickedness. Can I hear an amen to that? Now, if the Lord told Lot nobody should look back, and Lot's wife looked back, she became a pillar of salt. She couldn't bring the corruption from Sodom to the new territory. God cannot stand sin. God cannot look on sin. We may sanctify it and consecrate it as human beings and say it's okay, but we never created God. We as human, we are created. So we can't tell God you are wrong. You should have created us like this.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Thank you all for tuning in to Piercing Darkness Show. This is Apostle Sally coming to you live from the studio, lifting up Jesus right here on WCNO. The Bible says, call unto me and I'll answer thee, and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We're going to praise God in different languages. We're going to praise him in English. We're going to praise him in Spanish. We're going to praise him in French. We're going to praise him in Chinese. Whatever language you speak, you know, we want to lift up Jesus because the Lord is coming back soon. And the Bible says that in the last days, God will pour his spirit upon all flesh. So this is his promise, that he'll pour his spirit upon all flesh in the last days. So stay tuned on this show. We're going to enjoy powerful testimonies. Not only that, powerful praise and also exciting invitation to our big crusade, the biggest event in the summer coming up at the Kravis Center. So I look forward to see you. Call for prayer 561-337-9018. Jesus is Lord. I'll be back with this message.
This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro.
This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro. Este es tu momento para un milagro. Te invitamos para dos noches de milagros con el apóstol Ronald Sally en el Kravis Center de West Palm Beach. El 10 y 11 de agosto a las 7 p.m. Admisión gratis. Dios usa al apóstol poderoso en poderosos signos, maravillas y milagros. Ven a experimentar el poder de Dios. Jesús es el Señor. Visita tonightsofmiracle.com para más información. 561-337-9259. 561-337-9259.
Jesus is Lord. I'm excited about this crusade. Look forward to see you. You and your family, come ready to experience the power of God. You can call us on 561-337-9018 for more information. And nothing is impossible with the Lord when you believe. I believe in miracle, and I believe in God, and nothing is impossible with our God when you believe. And Jesus is Lord. There's nothing impossible with him. And he's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forever. This message.
This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro.
This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro. Este es tu momento para un milagro. Te invitamos para dos noches de milagros con el apóstol Ronald Sally en el Kravis Center de West Palm Beach. El 10 y 11 de agosto a las 7 p.m. Admisión gratis. Dios usa al apóstol poderoso en poderosos signos, maravillas y milagros. Ven a experimentar el poder de Dios. Jesús es el Señor. Visita tonightsofmiracle.com para más información. 561-337-9259. 561-337-9259.
Go to our website tonightsofmiracle.com, and when you go to our website, you'll be able to get information about upcoming crusade. Also, we have a a very exciting plan for those of you that want to come to the crusade. And if you need to book a ride, maybe you are in Indian Town or you are in Port St. Lucie, and we're going to help put together some buses for people that are coming from out of town. So if you just call Ali and book your ride, we'll definitely be able to add you on the list, because we don't want to miss the power of God. It's free admission, free parking. The best is yet to come. And mark your calendar. You're going to go to tonightsamiracle.com to register. It's free admission, but just have to register, and we'll get you tickets early. We'll have a special entry for you, those who are registering, you know, online. Jesus is Lord. 561-337-918, call for prayer. I'll be back after this message.
Get ready, South Florida and West Palm Beach. Night of Miracles is coming to the beautiful Raymond F. Kravis Center Performing Arts Theater with Apostle Ronald Solly and Power Evangelism Ministries. It is free admission and free parking. The address is 701 Okeechobee Boulevard in downtown West Palm Beach. For more information, visit our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us at 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. It is free admission to attend. You don't want to miss this great opportunity, as God will be glorified. Miracles will happen, and the sick will be prayed for. Those oppressed will be set free, and Jesus is going to show up and do mighty things for his glory. Whatever situation, whatever problem, whatever adversity you're facing in your life, nothing is impossible with God.
Nothing is impossible with God when you believe. Remember, he was wounded for transgression. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and by stripes we are healed. The devil doesn't want you to believe that. He wants you to doubt and question the scripture. Why waste time entertaining the devil's negativity? The Bible say, I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's what the Bible say. I am the Lord that healeth thee. So he's the healer, and he will heal you today, even as you listen to this broadcast. Because he says, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. Isn't that amazing? Glory to God. You are tuning into Piercing Darkness. You and this apostle coming to you live, lifting up Jesus. The one who died and rose again from the dead is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm excited for all of you that are joining me, and this is going to be an amazing time. We invite all of you to come and join us at the Kravis Center. We believe in God for miracles to happen, and nothing is impossible with the Lord. Glory to Dios.
I speak an eardrum to be inserted into your ear right now. I release an eardrum there. I command your ear to open. I command your ear right now. Let it rain, brother. I give you praise. Go ahead, Mark, quickly. Father, give you praise. Give you praise. Give you praise. Glory is here. I told you the glory is here. Something is happening to our ear right now. That's the glory. 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 Father, we give you praise. 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 Shocking all miracles. Not only in an ear, but a complete body, in her knees. Oh my God, in her knees, in her knees. There is. Receive it.
Let it rain.
Hallelujah.
Let it flood.
Bless him.
floodgates. Remove everything with the rain of your presence, Jesus. Remove everything that's in the way.
You gotta hear this.
Remove everything that's in the way of awakening.
Come here. Put your finger right here. Close this storm. Father, close it. Say, Mama.
Mama.
Rain on us, Jesus.
Hey, 91. She could not hear in the ear. Now she can hear. Let's give God praise.
In our worship teams.
Bless him.
On our deacons. On our lessons.
That's 27 years. That's a miracle in front of your eyes. You won't see that on CNN. This is real right here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Open the floodgates.
Jesus.
She could hear now after 27 years. She can hear for the first time. The Lord fixed that. It's not work of a man, but work of the Holy Spirit. That's what happens in our crusades. Miracles still happen. 561-337-908. I'll be back after this message.
Night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro.
This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro. Este es tu momento para un milagro. Te invitamos para dos noches de milagros con el apóstol Ronald Sally en el Krabi Center de West Palm Beach. El 10 y 11 de agosto a las 7 p.m. Admisión gratis. Dios usa al apóstol poderoso en poderosos signos, maravillas y milagros. Ven a experimentar el poder de Dios. Jesús es el Señor. Visita tonightsofmiracle.com para más información. 561-337-9259. 561-337-9259.
Hallelujah. We look forward to see you in this crusade. It's amazing what God's going to do. It's not the work of a man, but the work of the Holy Spirit. I believe in miracles and we just destroyed an altar of voodoo that a woman brought to the service, and she renounced voodoo, and we destroyed the altar because Jesus crushed voodoo 2,000 years ago. So if you're out there and you're bound in witchcraft, you can be delivered today, even on this broadcast, like that woman was delivered. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible when you believe, and Jesus will touch you and heal you. Join us today for an amazing time. I believe in miracles, and I believe in God.
West Palm Beach, Night of Miracles is coming to the beautiful Raymond F. Kravis Center and Performing Arts Theater with Apostle Ronald Solly and Power Evangelism Ministries. It is free admission and free parking. The address is 701 Okeechobee Boulevard in downtown West Palm Beach. For more information, visit our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us at 561-337-9018, 561-337-9018. It is free admission to attend. You don't want to miss this great opportunity, as God will be glorified. Miracles will happen and the sick will be prayed for. Those oppressed will be set free, and Jesus is going to show up and do mighty things for his glory. Whatever situation, whatever problem, whatever adversity you're facing in your life, nothing is impossible with God.
That's August the 10th and 11th. I'm excited about the crusade. It's going to be super amazing. August 10th and 11th at 7 p.m. Come from Jensen Beach. Come from Port St. Lucie, Vero Beach. Come from all over. Come from Miami. Come from Florida, and experience the glory of God.
Find Raquel. Bring her right here. She lost a lot of hair and God caused it to grow. Find her quickly. While they bring her here, listen to this. Most people don't know how to receive a miracle. Come here. This woman you see here had a dream when her hair was falling off. What happened?
I had a dream that I saw my hair was cut. And in a period of 3 weeks after that dream, all my hair fell off to the point where it was about this short. And I was so devastated, I went to Apostle and he told me, he said, believe, I'm going to pray for you and God's going to restore your hair. And the Lord did it for me.
Let's see what God did for you. While she's showing you what God did for her, can you believe to get to something? God bless you. That is supernatural hair. Come back. That is supernatural. That's a supernatural. That's not, I didn't do it. Jesus did it. That's supernatural. Shout hallelujah. How many of you want it? Do you want it? Receive! I believe!
It is Jesus who does miracles for those women that are struggling to get hair to grow. Join us in one of our services. And you can have a testimony. Creative miracles. Miracles still happen. The young lady was restored. And now her hair keeps growing. We give God glory. 561-337-9018. Go to pyrovangelism.net to submit your progress so we can stand with you in prayer.
Apostle Sally. They ran tests 3 times and they couldn't find a single thing. Three times they ran those tests and they asked me if I brought the correct child with me. Praise God. My son started football for the first time. God is good. He's going to give you the message that he learned and that he tells everybody that he sees.
I believed and I received.
He believed and he received. Amen.
I'll make this as short as I can. My wife came home and saw a commercial or a billboard, I don't remember, but she saw something for Apostle Sally and said, this is what you need to go to. I had back surgery 2 years ago. And unfortunately, when they opened up my back, my disc was in pieces and it was in my nerve root. They had to hook my nerve and move it. I've had pain from my back to my ankle ever since that day, and I've had 2 surgeries after that. 2 months ago, well, February 9th was my last surgery. I was probably 8 weeks post-op when I went and saw the man of God. Prayed over me. I hit the floor, woke up, and I have not had a single nerve pain in my leg. I am on no more pain meds, no nerve meds, no nothing. Yeah. Just remember, if you believe, you will receive.
Bless you, brother. Bless you. What a powerful testimony. Give Jesus a mighty, mighty, mighty shout of praise. He's the healer. Woo!
And one day, Apostle was having a miracle service, and he just was saying death cancellation, and I put my hands up and I said,
to God be the glory for those top powerful testimonies that we experience right now, because it's not a work of a man, but a work of the Holy Spirit. She testified for what God did for her son and what God did for her husband. The miracles are a proof that God loves us, and he has never stopped loving us, and he will never stop loving us, because that's the power of God that touches people, heals them, and sets them free. There's nothing impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them that believe. So go to our website and submit your request so we can stand within prayer. And come to our services. When we have a crusade, you just come and walk in by faith and trust God. So you see, I got a powerful word I'm going to teach this afternoon to help you know how God's kingdom works, so you can learn to receive and experience blessings that God releases. I'll be back after this message.
I'm alone, going in the name of the Lord. Everybody say, strongholds are coming down. I want to hear you say, strongholds
are coming down.
Now you can't sing without opening your mouth. And I know a lot of you are not opening your mouth. The words are, strongholds are coming down. So when I get to that part, I want you to shout it, sing it, scream it, whatever. How many believe strongholds are coming down in your life? Lift your head high and shout, yeah!
Strongholds are coming,
yeah! Well, the Holy Ghost is gonna rock this place from the ceiling to the floor. Those that have been in bondage, are falling off. God's children are being set free. Come on now. Taking back all the stolen goods from the camp of the enemy. Everybody say,
strongholds are coming down.
I want to hear you say,
strongholds are coming down.
Yeah, hear it now. By the word of his power,
strongholds are coming down.
I said, God's children will prevail. We're going to storm of hell. I got a sword in my hand and the blood of the Lamb.
Strongholds are coming down.
Come on, say it with me. I believe it tonight. Every stronghold in your life is going to be defeated. Every stronghold in your life is going to be taken down by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you believe that, shout, yeah! I believe with all my heart. Sing it from your heart. Let the Lord know you believe it. Say it with me. Everybody. Everybody say,
strongholds are coming down.
I want to hear you say,
strongholds are coming down.
Yeah, hear it now. By the word of his power,
strongholds are coming down.
I said, God's children will prevail. We're going to storm those gates of hell. I got a sword in my hand, the blood of the Lamb. Are coming down. Strongholds are coming down.
I got some breaking news for you. Steve Brock is going to be joining us at this crusade, and he's going to be ministering with me. So it's going to be an amazing time. We're going to have him both nights to the glory of God. Jesus is Lord. And don't forget, we're going to be at the Crivey Center August the 10th and the 11th. So God is going to be doing mighty things for his glory. And I believe in miracles, and I believe in God. That stronghold on your life is going to be broken and destroyed in Jesus' name. To God be the glory. And we're excited about this crusade. Free admission, free parking. So you're all invited to come and experience the glory of God. Get ready for the word. I'll be back after this message.
Find her. Find Raquel. Bring her right here. She lost a lot of hair and God caused it to grow. Find her quickly. Well, they bring her here. Listen to this. Most people don't know how to receive a miracle. Come here. Come here. Come here. This woman you see here,
Jesus is able to do mighty things and exceedingly abundantly above all that we think or ask, according to his power that works in us. So every time you present your request to God in faith, he will do it. So we want to start with you in prayer and believe God for your testimony. 561-337-9018. You can call us for prayer.
Because God has given me a great voice.
Hallelujah. Let's sing from the beginning. Let's sing, sing.
Sort of ministering at our crusade last year, and we give God praise for that gift that God has given him to lift up Jesus. You can sense the presence of God. Jesus is Lord, and nothing is impossible with him. All things are possible when we believe. I'll be back after this message.
Father. This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro.
This is your night for a miracle.
Esta es tu noche para un milagro. Este es tu momento para un milagro. Te invitamos para dos noches de milagros con el apóstol Ronald Sally en el Krabi Center de West Palm Beach. El 10 y 11 de agosto a las 7 p.m. Admisión gratis. Dios usa al apóstol poderoso en poderosos signos, maravillas y milagros. Ven a experimentar el poder de Dios. Jesús es el Señor. Visita tonightsofmiracle.com para más información. 561-337-9259. 561-337-9259.
Ready, South Florida and West Palm Beach. Night of Miracles is coming to the beautiful Raymond F. Kravis Center and Performing Arts Theater with Apostle Ronald Solly and Power Evangelism Ministries. It is free admission and free parking. The address is 701 Okeechobee Boulevard in downtown West Palm Beach. For more information, visit our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us at 561-337-9018. 561-337-9018. It is free admission to attend. You don't want to miss this great opportunity, as God will be glorified. Miracles will happen, and the sick will be prayed for. Those oppressed will be set free, and Jesus is going to show up and do mighty things for his glory. Whatever situation, whatever problem, whatever adversity you're facing in your life, nothing is impossible with God. All things are possible.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're ready for the word. You're tuning into Piercing Darkness Show, and we have a prayer line even as I share the word. You can call 561-337-9008. For prayer. We want to stand with you in prayer and believe God for your deliverance. As far as you can hear the sound of my voice, I got a message to share with you today. If you turn the book of Obadiah chapter 1, and we're going to look at verse 17. Jesus is Lord. And the Bible say, but upon Mount Zion, Obadiah chapter 1 verse 17, now, this is something I really want to share with you today that really has been resonating in my heart, and I believe God's going to activate you to believe God for the impossible. It said, but upon Mount Zion, that's verse 17, shall be deliverance. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. But upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. So, God has given us an invitation upon Mount Zion. And that's where you gotta go. Now, the symbolism of this is so deep. And the dynamics and the revelation behind what I'm sharing will really unlock your heart into taking the limits of God and believing him for the impossible. God has promised deliverance. You know, he doesn't expect you to live a holy life without being delivered. Now, some people try to live a holy life in their strength and they fail. You know, so the Bible says, it shall be deliverance and there shall be holiness. So without holiness, no one shall see God. It's not popular to preach holiness today in this world we live in. But holiness is a must. Without holiness, no one shall see God. Be ye holy, for I am holy. So God's house should not just be a place that meets people's needs. That's part of the package. But also the people must meet the needs of God, which is evangelism. Possessing the land, equipping the people to walk in victory, because that's the kingdom of God. Jesus taught us the principle, thy kingdom come and thy will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. That's what he said in his word. Now you don't understand, when he was teaching disciples to pray, we're his disciples. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When the kingdom of God comes, holiness must be present. Now, righteousness is a free gift. We receive that when we confess our sin and receive Jesus in our heart as Lord and Savior. That's righteousness we obtain. You know, when we believe in our heart, it's counted as righteousness. We confess with our mouth, you know, then we're saved. So the righteousness was purchased by the blood of Jesus, the freedom which is translated through his crucifixion. When he was crucified and died, shed his blood, rose from the dead. That's the righteousness. But now watch this. Here comes the deliverance part where we are commanded to be delivered and to be holy. Be holy, for I am holy. Without holiness, no one shall see God. Now, the meek shall inherit the earth. But God can't look on sin. There has to be repentance and reconciliation. Even the sins in our thoughts, we need to confess them. Sometimes you think things that are negative, and you say, well, nobody has seen that, but God has seen that. And that's why it's important for you to always confess your sin. Sins that you know and sins you don't even know. God has given us the blood of Jesus, which is a cleansing, but also covenant. But it's important for you to confess your sin. Very important. Even the things in your thoughts, those you got to confess. Because those are very slick, because when you imagine evil in your heart and you don't deal with it, then, you know, because the heart is deceitful, it will shape a character which is ungodly, which will oppose you in prayer. Because that's what the accuser of the brethren are going to use. You know, Joshua went to stand before God in prayer. He had iniquity. And when he couldn't get a breakthrough because the accuser of the brethren was there, then the angel of God commanded them the filthy garments to be removed from him. And that's when the breakthrough came. So you don't understand that those secret sins and vain imagination, if you don't deal with them, they have a tendency of developing something that's going to oppose you in your breakthrough moments, even in your time of prayer or intimacy with God. So you have to deal with them. And the presence of God exposes. That's why sometimes when you come in the presence of God, you'll be dealing with conviction and you wonder, what is this? I've not done anything wrong. Why do I feel like this? God is letting you see what you're dealing with. I'm going to read for you from the scripture in Zechariah chapter 3. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. Indeed, the Lord has chosen Jerusalem to rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked out of fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and standing before the angel, and he spoke and said to those who were standing before him, saying, remove the filthy garments from him. Again he said to him, see, I have taken your iniquity away from you and will clothe you with festal robes. So the iniquity that was shaped around him had to be removed. So the Lord rebuked Satan and commanded the filthy garments to be removed. That's why you have to deal with vain imaginations. Do you know the Tower of Babel was a paro, and they imagined evil in their heart to take down the kingdom of God? You see, the witches and wizards, when they gather in their covens, they meditate and they unlock spiritual tunnels or paros that activate demonic activity to attack people. So that's why when they do the chanting, it conjures spirits from the ground. That's what the Bible says in Numbers. There's no enchantment against Israel. So when they're chanting and releasing those curses against you, it will not, let's start Numbers 23, it will not come against you. It will not prevail because they use access points, which is unconfessed sin, iniquity, and their filthy garments. So when you're dealing with demonic structures of opposition that you face daily, there has to be, the doors have to be closed, and you have to confess your sin and close those doors. He says in Numbers 23, verse 23, surely there's no enchantment against Jacob, neither any divination against Israel. According to this time shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what has God wrought? So when they're chanting, the chant that you rebel against God, the chant that the Christians will not pray, will not worship, will not live in unity, they chant and release spells to cause confusion, strife, division, prayerlessness, no hunger for God, lust, and all the hatred that you see. That's the work of the devil. So he has wickedness working for him. So as a believer, you can rise above the things by confessing your sin and closing the door and allowing God to be glorified. Now let's deal with the sin of anxiety, that door that he opened up. Be anxious for nothing, but make your requests known to God. That's what the word of God teaches. So when you're living in anxiety and fear, you have doors that you've opened up for the enemy to attack you. And this is going to affect your relationship with God, because our relationship with God is supposed to be based on love, not anxiety. So when you love someone, you're not going to be anxious. The insecurity will not be there. And that's what the Bible says in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Which means, as a child of God, as you deal with these issues in life, there must be prayer and surrender where you don't have to be anxious. And God has promised in verse 19, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So the demons that cause you to be anxious and to worry allow you to open a door for the witches to attack you with those weighing, depressing thoughts, suicidal thoughts, thoughts of despair, abandonment, loneliness, depression, suicide, which I command to be broken off your life in Jesus' name. God called you on the road to destiny, the road to breakthrough. As you take this journey, you're going to face opposition and challenges. The children of Israel had to fight the Jebusites, the Perizzites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, and all the things. It's not easy, but they overcame. You see, your faith has to be in Christ. You know, I always tell people, when your problem is more real to you than Jesus, it will stay. But when Jesus becomes more real to you than your problem, it will not stay. Don't be distracted by the devil's doctrine of defeat, frustration. Be focused. Turn your eyes on Jesus. Set your affection on the things above. Let Christ be the one that orders your footsteps. You see, the Bible says very clearly that there is no enchantment against Israel. So which means they can't succeed if you close the doors. But if you open the doors, then you're going to deal with the effects of the wickedness. So those doors have to be closed. Practice your faith. Jesus rebuked Satan. When the devil came to tempt him, the Lord rebuked him. He used scripture. He didn't just talk, but there was scripture to challenge the enemy. So is there a battle in your mind about your identity, about who you are in Christ? Is there a battle? Do you have confidence in prayer? You see, most people, they pray, but the prayer is powerless because it's whining and murmuring, and also the prayer is projected from the position of lack of confidence. Do you know what it means to surrender to God? Jesus knew how to surrender. How dare you sleep when there is a storm on the ocean? He was so relaxed, and the disciples misinterpreted his surrender to not caring. Don't you care we perish? You know, he cared, but he didn't have to worry because those storms were not going to do nothing to him. And he rebuked it, because from the position of surrender is the position of authority. Because it was not, that's why most believers miss it. Because you see, when your faith is tested, your miracle will be delivered. If you're not willing to put your faith to test, if you're not willing to speak to that mountain to go, how do you expect it to go? Because you see, you have to believe in what the word of God says and act on his word. So there has to be practice on how to surrender. This is something you have to learn to do, and stop worrying about your child who's not really living right. Stop worrying about your bills. Stop worrying about your husband who's on drugs. God is going to change him one day. If God can change Saul and turn him into Paul, he'll knock your husband off the horse and change his life. There's nothing too difficult for God. And I want to finish by saying this. Greater is he that is in thee than he that is in the world. If you believe, and if you're not a believer today, you can receive Christ. I'm going to give you an invitation to accept Jesus in your heart as Lord and Savior. These are the last days. So practice the yielding, the surrender, and let Jesus be real to you daily. Not only on Sunday morning, but daily. He says, if I'm lifted up, I'm going to draw men unto me. And that's why we're lifting up Jesus on this radio show called Piercing Darkness. And we do this daily to the glory of God. And we come on this station to lift up Jesus every Saturday at this time. So I want to pray for you right now. I want you to say these words simply, with simplicity. My God, I confess my sin and I renounce my iniquity. Now, if you don't know Jesus in your heart, let me start with you. Give your life to Jesus. And these are the words you should confess out loudly. All of Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I confess my sin and my iniquity. I renounce all sin. I admit that I was born a sinner. Come into my heart and save me. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. I accept my heart as my Lord and Savior. I am born again in Jesus' name. If you have accepted Jesus in your heart, now you're born again. Don't backslide. Stay connected and stay faithful. For your name has been removed from the book of death, and now it's in the Lamb's book of life. I want to pray for you. But before I pray, I want to give you some advice. Remember, it's not your strength or your might that will deliver you from what you're dealing with. It is His Spirit, not by might, not by power, but my Spirit, saith the Lord. So when the Spirit of God is present, there's liberty. Jesus is made real. The Spirit of God is not here to glorify Himself. He's here to glorify Christ. And His presence, when He's present, is made real. Religion denies the power of God. That's why I don't understand people say God can't heal today, can't deliver. That's a lie. The devil is a liar. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And your problem is not going to defeat the God who is in you. As you surrender it to God and trust Him, He will fight for you and He will deliver you. God will crush your enemy and He will humiliate him, because your enemy will not know what surprised him and took him out. That's how God delivers people. This Pharaoh was destroyed by the traps that he tried to set up against the people of God. When their time to be free came, they had to go. The very thing the enemy had set up to destroy you shall destroy him. If you trust God, let God fight for you. Stop looking for spectators. Let's pray. Father, all my listeners, I pray that those that are sick, that you heal them and deliver them. Those that are discouraged, encourage them. Those that are oppressed, set them free. I decree and I declare, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Say, I believe and I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. My prayer has been answered. Believe and receive. Now, we're going to be back next week at the same time on this program. You can watch us on TV show every Sunday at 5 o'clock on channel 1361. Channel 57, some of you, like in Jensen Beach, Boston, Lucy, you just look for our Piercing Darkness show and you'll be able to get it. Also on HD 436. Now, I'll be back next week. Go to tonightsofmiracle.com. That's our website, tonightsofmiracle.com, or go to pyrovangelism.net. And God bless you, and I'll see you again.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.
We are raising the standard of excellence. This is Gene Healton from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, inviting you to join me each week on Saturday at 12 noon to our program, Raising the Standard. I will be raising the standard of biblical interpretation regarding Rosh Hashanah.